Sybil and Sherry Shepherd have joined me in the studio. And right now, what I want to do, I want to do it just like she does it on the CD Incomparable. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the incomparable Faith Evans.
Woo!
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Faith.
Hi.
Hey, boo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you know, when you put it on cut one, the intro, that's exactly the way the guys do it. Who is that brother?
That's these two guys, these musicians that I work with. They're also producers. I mean, a lot of times when we're in the studio, we clown around and kind of talk like preachers and stuff. So I kind of was like, that'll be kind of fun to kind of keep that in some of the pieces on the album.
Well, you put your foot in this one, Faith, and your
Thank
album
you.
Dropped yesterday.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, your cover photo and the album shots, extremely eloquent.
Beautiful.
Thank
Just
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm looking
now,
at this.
Faith, this is Sherry Shepherd. I love the CD. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sherry.
But I love the fact that you kept it in the family. You had your daughter, China, writing with you. Usually you can't get your kids to do nothing.
Well, luckily,
how'd you do that?
Yeah. Luckily, China is actually very much proficient. I mean, she does what I can do and then some. I mean,
wow.
She's very
wow.
much a program. Uh-huh. She knows how to engineer stuff that I don't sit still long enough to do. But she's an awesome writer and arranger. And I actually had the track and wrote the hook, and I just couldn't finish it. And I was like, can you finish it? And she gave it back to me, and I was like, oh, that's really hot.
That's
now, did you guys work well together? Did she tell you what to do? Did you tell her what to do?
Well, no, not we weren't actually in the studio. She laid down the demo for me, and when I went in the studio and did it, I let her hear it, and she was like, well, you're missing. She told me what I was missing, and
wow.
I needed to add the little part, another harmony part, you know, but for the most part, she laid it down and gave me the example.
So you
I tried to
as,
do it as much like she did as possible.
You work as Faith and China, not as mom and daughter in that respect. Then.
Well, yeah, but we haven't actually really worked hand in hand on something yet, mm-hmm. like, you know, in the studio together. I have a little studio in my house,
mm-hmm.
so she lays a lot of her demos and stuff there, so She uses it more than I do, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're single and the video is slamming. I deserve it.
Thank you.
And you brought Missy Elliott out. How'd you get Missy to do that, Faith?
I don't know. Yeah. I had my fingers crossed and said my prayers because, I mean, although me and Missy are cool, you know, I didn't know what exactly she was working on, if she was even in that place to feel like going in the studio, and let alone doing a video. But you know, she did it, and it came out exactly how I intended. I just wanted Missy to do her.
Yeah.
And you know, I knew the video was gonna be a lot of fun because Missy is retarded like crazy. She's so funny.
Missy's out there.
She's hilarious. So I knew we were gonna have fun doing the video. So you know, it came together.
It's an anthem. It's a new anthem.
Hey,
I believe that. I really. And the video is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all of these other cats who are in there. You got Terrell Owens and some other folks in there.
Well, Stevie J.
Yeah, Stevie J. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Jocelyn. So how was that filming of all of that? Because that had to be just.
Yeah, how did you corral Jocelyn to do a video?
That's what I want to know.
Well, you know what? Stevie J is my brother. So,
okay.
I mean, in that sense. When I knew we were filming in Atlanta, I just kind of called all of my friends that lived in Atlanta to see if they were available. 112 was going to come, but we ended up switching the day and they were out of town. But, you know, Stevie is my family, so I just called him and, you know, said, you and bring wifey and, you know, that'll be cute. And she was actually very nice. But, you know, I'm the type of person I kind of just go up to people and say hi and give them a nice energy so that we can kind of, you know, break what
yeah.
if there was any
yeah.
other energy
if
there
any
we can
issues and
permeate
Faith,
that right away.
Faith does not play. Faith, because Jocelyn, look at you better get your hands off my man.
Okay.
But you know, I love Faith. This is Sherry again. I love the fact that the entire theme of the CD, it's like a scandal theme. I mean, you're playing the first lady. It's all scandal. The president cheated.
Oh, the second single.
The
that's,
second
that's fragile.
Single.
Yeah. Fragile.
Yes, girl. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, I had the idea to do the video kind of a play off the Scandal show since it's so popular
mm-hmm.
and so good. But then Derek Blanks, who directed the video, he felt that since the song had the California Dreamin' sample, which was sort mm-hmm. of, you know, a vintage throwback, he wanted to kind of flip the Scandal idea and, you know, put it in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
So that's how that came about.
Well, please, Faith, don't take my man card from me. I know this might be a violation, but track number 13, he is...
Oh, yes. Oh.
Now, you testified. You kind of took it to church. I don't know who that brother is you're singing about, but I believe you.
Jasmine Sullivan wrote that record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. So when I had, you know, and of course hearing her demo a song, I was, it took me a few sessions to actually execute it because it's in a lower register than I typically sing in, and I was trying to still approach it like Jasmine, but, you know, sound like Faith as well, so... Yeah. It wasn't difficult, but it definitely took me a few times at, you know, making sure I approached it the right way.
Is that often the case when somebody like a Jasmine Sullivan writes a song for you and you have to make those adjustments? Is it a process?
Well, from time to time, but I write a whole lot of my stuff. Yeah. Even if, you know, even if I work with some of my friends that are writers, I'm typically kind of bringing it all together. Mm. So, but yeah, a lot of times when it's someone else that completely wrote a song and gave it to me, you know, it's like, okay, a lot of times I'm married to the demo and want to do everything like they did, believe it or not. Like, and they'll be like, dang, I want you to do Faith. And I'm like, but I like what you did.
I like you doing Jasmine.
But you look so happy, Faith. Are you single?
I am single.
Oh, okay.
And looking?
Never looking.
You just
I would much rather be sought.
Do you need a little tickle every now and then?
Ooh, what you know about tickle?
Skip. He's so bad.
What do you know about tickle?
Okay.
Somebody's been listening to my interview.
Okay.
With this CD, you want to get tickled with your CD. I want to get tickled with the CD.
The album actually is sort of a story of what I was going through after the divorce and kind of actually becoming involved with someone and, you know, not thinking I wanted to be in a relationship and kind of turning into that and tickling a lot.
Yeah.
You are a mouthpiece for so many women. It's like you put your thoughts to a melody. Like, oh, I kind of like that. But thoughts to a melody.
Uh-oh.
The way you put your songs together.
That's a song title.
And you've been through a lot. You are so strong.
Thank you.
What do you attribute that to?
God. Yes. Number one. And my mom and my grandmother. My mother, I think I got kind of the best of both with them because my grandmother, she's just such a nice, she's one of the nicest people. She wants to make everybody happy, do for everybody, even if it kind of slights her. Yeah, so I grew up seeing her being taken advantage of because of her niceness. But she never, you know, looked at it like that. She's like, you know, this is that, like, that's her calling to help people. My mother, who's also a very nice and giving person, she's just a very no nonsense and, you know, tell it like it is. So I kind of grew up with both, you know, with both of those examples. So it's like I think I'm very warm, and you know, I try and greet people with a great energy and leave them with a great energy. However, I do not, you know, when I see that someone is either trying to take advantage or you know,
taking
my intelligence, don't play with that, you know. It's like, you know, I might have to check you real quick.
As a mom, do you talk to your kids about situations like what's going on in Ferguson?
Yes, we do, actually. I haven't, you know, since the whole grand jury thing, I've been traveling a lot, promote my record, so we haven't really talked about it since it actually happened.
But with the Michael Brown situation and talking to your children, and especially, I mean, talking to both boys and girls, but your son, in terms of, because he is a young man out there on the streets, what kind of conversations are you having?
Well, I have three sons.
Okay.
I have CJ and my 16-year-old Josh. And I mean, it's really just it's about this situation is only another reminder of things that we've talked about for very long. I mean, of course, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. But I mean, it just goes back to them understanding like how important it is to carry yourself in the manner of which you were raised and to just kind of always understand that you are a target in many ways, you know, even though they don't have, you know, they may not have grown up like I did even, you know, but at the same time, you're still a target in the bigger picture and in the bigger world. So they, you know, I've always taught them to not take themselves too seriously, number one. And, you know, you're no bigger or better than anyone else. We still have to understand how to operate in the real world. And, you know, that's not about being a celebrity's child. That's not about, you know, it's not about even being successful at anything.
Because
sometimes it comes down to being a young black man.
A person,
and you do have to operate from those parameters. And that, you know, there's a lot of things that fall under that umbrella, mm-hmm. but I try to teach them all those important things, you know.
Faith Evans, our special guest in studio and inside the Rev Eva Cake Studio. Faith, I see a microphone, so that means you're going to do your thing in just a moment.
Everybody asks.
We're going to take a news break, then we're going to come back with Faith, and she's going to do her thing live here on the TJMS.